You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to see the testimony of Enoch. It was not a testimony that he bought a car. It was not a testimony that he had a lot of children. It was not a testimony that he built a house. I'm not saying that anything is necessarily wrong with all of that, but it is quite instructive that the Bible says he had a testimony that he pleased God. I think that is the testimony I want to have in my life, that I please God. If the only testimony I'll be able to ever share is that I please God, I will be more than grateful to God for such an opportunity. Many people are looking for testimony today. They are saying, when will it be my turn to testify? When will it be my turn to say I am now married? When will it be my turn to say I now have money? When will it be my turn to say I have built house? I have gotten a job. I am now rich. I am now doing well. When will it be my own turn? But they don't desire to have a testimony that they please God. What is the greatest testimony that you are seeking in life? Look at Enoch. Look at his biography. He simply says that he pleased God. That was the summary of his life. What a life. Can God describe your life with that testimony that you please God? Are you a man pleaser? Are you a human pleaser? Enoch was not such. He pleased God. All he cared about was God. All he cared about was satisfying the desire in the heart of God. A man that wants to please God will not be doing secret sins that God sees but which men do not see. Those kind of men, they want to please men and displease God. That's why they do things that men cannot see but which God sees. I mean evil things. If you want to please God, your private life, your secret life, your public life, everything must seek to please God. What a testimony. I pray God will birth a desire in your heart today to desire that to please God. That the greatest desire in your heart will simply be to please God. No wonder Paul said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. David said, one thing I desire is to just sit down and behold your glory. You see, these men, they got to a point in their life where the only thing that mattered was God. And I pray by the Spirit of the Lord that the Lord will birth that into your spirit today. That there will be a desire, a divine desire in your heart to please God. That will override any other thing that you are seeking in life. All you will seek is to please God. What you will desire is God be pleased. It will no longer be about you. It will no longer be about what you want. It will be about what God desires. You will seek to honor God. Jesus said in John chapter 17 verse 4. He said, I have glorified thee on earth. Even our Lord and Savior. He lived only to please God. He lived only to glorify him. He said, I have come to do thy will, O God. According to the volume of the book that is written of me, I have come to do thy will. Jesus again said somewhere, he said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. You see, the secret, brethren, it is pleasing God. It is a life that seek only to glorify God, that seek only to please God. That is how Jesus lived. Why will you live different from that? He came to show us the way. He came to show us the secret. He came to reveal to us the doorway to the heart of the Father. A testimony of a life that pleased God. It is my prayer that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.